Gideon by Jacqueline Frank. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2007 by Jacqueline Frank. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jacqueline Frank and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. We must enforce ourselves more strictly as the time approaches. In the age of the rebellion of the earth and sky, when fire and water break like havoc upon all the lands, the eldest of the old will return, will take his mate, and the first child of the element of space will be born, playmate to the first child of time, born to the enforcers. The Lost Demon Prophecy. The vampire eyed the demon before him with a lengthy, contemplative gaze of midnight blue. The black centers of his eyes were slightly oval in shape, the contour just enough of an oddity to incite one's curiosity, beckoning one to lean in closer, to gaze and study them just a little deeper, to stumble into them like a well-spun web. Since such temptations could not lure the demon, the vampire's only intention of close study was strictly for scrutiny as he tried to decipher the silent figure's purpose. With uncharacteristic patience and largesse, the vampire leaned back in his chair and casually hooked an ankle over one knee as he did so. As usual, the demon was biding his time before he began to speak about whatever it was that was on his mind, whatever it was that had brought the ancient to the vampire's lair. It was always good that he put so much care of thought into his speech, the vampire mused to himself, because when this demon spoke, it was often to lay brutal truths at the feet of whomever he was conversing with. As admirable a trait as that was, it was not so refreshing as one might expect it to be, particularly when it heralded